back.
All right, Megan, don't go on.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, can I sit down?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Alex, can we start with your antisocial behaviour order? Okay. Under its terms, you are excluded from the following places. From Rugby Road, Cromwell Avenue, Beaconsfield Villas...
Sheena, will you stop what you're doing and sort that baby out?
Yeah, Chestnut Grove, Warwick Drive, Pelham Market, the Sparrow Estate, the Wren...
Sheena, sort it now!
The Wren Estate... Elm Park Road, Lancaster Parade, Alice Close, Dover Road, Balfour Road and Grove...
Hold on, hang on a minute. I can't think with this going on. Sheila! She's doing my head in!
Claire, he isn't excluded from Alice Close.
No, Megan, he isn't, but it happens to be where I live.
All right, Claire, you don't have to say anything. I know you're angry.
You have just broken the first rule of social work.
Help it, I had to say something. Honestly, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
It is not our job to tell clients what to do and certainly not to get involved in an argument with them. The Taylor family want to name their newborn daughter after their all-time greatest Manchester United 11, and it is nobody's business except mums, dads and little baby Alison, Schmeichel, Crerond, Edwards, Stiles, Robson, Giggs, Hughes, Beckham, Charlton, Lord Bests. That's the end of story.
But for crying out loud, Claire, I had to say something. How could they leave out Cantona?
Claire Barker?
Yes?
My goodness, it is you.
Hi.
How long has it been? 10 years?
Has it? Has it been that long?
You look fantastic.
So do you.
And who's your friend?
It's my social work colleague, Megan.
Oh, so you went into social work then?
Yeah, well, I did.
And are you still with Brian?
I am.
How about his...
That cleared up.
Oh, fantastic. I have to dash. I've got to prepare for a business lunch in Madrid tomorrow.
Oh, you know, that is such a shame because I'm taking Brian to the Pelican for a birthday dinner tomorrow and he would have loved to have seen you.
Flaming Madrid.
Flaming Madrid.
Give him my love.
I will.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Wow, Claire, who's that?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Sparrow Hall Family Centre. Oh, hello, Ray. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You do no such thing. We're social workers, not martyrs. We don't provide a service at the expense of our own physical and mental well-being. Oh, good. I'm glad you can see sense. Yeah, you tuck yourself up on the sofa, and look after yourself. Take care. Bye. Good news, everyone. Ray's too depressed to come to work. But he's going to try to make it to the workshop tomorrow.
Is Ray not in today?
No, he's still chronically depressed about his holiday heartbreak.
Okay, pay attention, team. I have just got an email through. We're on alert for the next couple of weeks. The Meteorological Office is predicting a devastating heatwave that could cause untold distress to the elderly and vulnerable.
Yes! Oh, come on! Look at me like that. It's been a rubbish summer so far.
Megan, what do you think you're doing?
Sitting down.
Oh, come on. We've got more home visits to attend. Social deprivation doesn't take a holiday just because you're pregnant. See you later.
Bye.
It's got to be Brian. Not that you're one to gossip.
Not that I'm one to gossip, but who else would it be? I know the official line is that nothing happened between them, but what if something did?
Helen, if Megan doesn't want to reveal the identity of her baby's father, that is her choice, and we should respect that, even though it is patently, obviously Brian.
Well, everything points to him.
Prime suspect!
The only person who can't see it is Claire.
Enough! Workplace gossip is inappropriate, unprofessional, malicious. It nearly did for poor Derek's career.
I never heard anything about Derek.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have. Derek's been trying to keep a lid on it, apparently. And this came from Peggy upstairs.
No, the point is, Brian, that everybody indulges in some sort of illegal activity, be it tax fiddles, pilfering from work, or double parking. And we are expected, we're almost